You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 31. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, 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 it's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you here today, and I love the topic that we're going to be covering, which is creating your dream business. Now, if you listen to last week's podcast, we covered building a U Inc. business, which really revolved around, understanding the mechanics of what it takes to make a successful business, and then figuring out how you fit into that, how your beliefs, your things that are tripping you up, your mindset and all like that, how all that plays into it. So hopefully you've listened to that. If not, you can go over to JackieAlmer.com/030. Or if you're here on iTunes or your favorite podcast player listening, you can just find last week's episode. It's episode 031. And it might be listed as SSW031 for Street Smart Wealth. Anyway, you want to listen to that too, but certainly go ahead and listen into today's. You'll find show notes over at JackieAlmer.com/031. And what I wanted to do today is help you lay out a strategy and a plan that's going to help you create the dream business that you want. Now, I want to say that again, the dream business that you want, not your sponsor and your upline, not your mom and dad, not your spouse, not your friends, not those cross line from you, not anybody else who thinks they may know what's best for you in your business. This is all about you and creating that dream business that you want. And here's the thing. Most of us never do this. We follow the manual exactly, and sometimes that can derail us. We get tunnel vision around one way and only one way. You know, and my story kind of parallels that. You know, my story in network marketing starts out pretty slow. You've probably heard it before. You know, I was not a fast starter in network marketing. I struggled to get out of my own way. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to talk to my warm market list. And the reality of it is, if you really want to know the truth, what I wanted more than anything is I wanted my husband to build this successful business and hand me the paycheck and share the paycheck with me. I just wanted to stand there and bask in the glory of a business being built. And about 3 or 4 years into our business, he came to me one day and said, "I'm kind of done. This network marketing thing isn't for me. I believe in it. I believe in what we've started, what we're doing. I'll support you 100%, but it's just not the gig for me. I don't want to do it anymore." And I'll be honest, I was really resentful for a while because there went my vision. How was I going to stand up on stage looking adoringly at him, holding that big old paycheck if he wasn't going to be building the business anymore? I mean, heck, who was going to create that big paycheck, right? Well, I had a decision to make, and it was a tough decision. I either had to keep going and learn to get out of my own way and, you know, really once and for all decide that what I wanted was what I wanted and it was willing to work for, or I had to, you know, cash it all in and not move forward with what my goals and my dreams were. So it was a struggle, but I made the decision to keep going. And ultimately, over time, that really segued into me really creating the business that was a dream business for me. Now, I worked my warm market very extensively, you know, getting things started, definitely, and built a fairly successful business, but it wasn't a business that I loved. And once I exhausted my warm market, you know, I was told to run ads and buy opportunity leads, go out mall walking, lifestyling, strike up conversations with people. You know what the thing of it is? All those things work, but they weren't really a great fit for me. I didn't like forced conversation. I didn't like feeling like everyone had a dollar sign stamped on their forehead. And you know what? Probably a lot of that was my personal growth. So if you're doing that, you're having success and you're enjoying it, please don't take what I say to make you feel that you shouldn't be doing that. Please don't take that to mean that at all. If you enjoy it, you should do what you want. I discovered the internet, however. You know, I was tired of what I was doing in the past. I was tired of leaving my home constantly to build my business. And I was looking for something. I was saying that little prayer every night, you know, please show me a better way. Please show me a better way. And guess what happened? I was shown what for me turned out to be a better way. So yeah, once I found the internet, even though it was a struggle getting started with it, and I wouldn't necessarily say I was a fast starter getting out into the online world either, that's when I really realized that I was on my way to creating a dream business. I had a vision of what I wanted my business to look like, and the internet really seemed to open up the door for that. You know, it was kind of funny because a lot of what I was looking for, a lot of what I had laid out in my vision of creating that dream business, I hadn't written it out. Like, I wasn't consciously thinking about it. I would think about it from time to time, but it wasn't at the forefront of what I was looking for. What I was looking for more than anything was a way to generate more leads, more people to talk to that felt different than feeling like I was a telemarketer calling business opportunity leads, or, you know, feeling like I was bugging people, going up to them at the mall, or, you know, different things like that. But what I realized is once I found the internet, I realized that I had the world at my fingertips. I could truly build an international business from home. And that was so exciting to me, to build an international business from home. I could build a global business. So wherever my company would expand to, boom, you know, I just had to get out there and learn what I had to do. I realized that the internet was going to be the tool that was going to take me where I really wanted to go in my business. So that was me. You know, I sat hunched over a small laptop, learning how to build a website, learning how to get out onto forums and write articles and do those type things. And it's kind of funny. I never doubted or stammered for 1 second building online. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's because my vision was so strong. I don't know if it's because there was less noise out there today. But if I can do anything for you, if the internet is a tool that you're using to build your business, I just really want to reassure you that you still can do it. It's, you know, it's certainly not too late. Even though there's a lot of noise and distraction out there, it's really about you learning to manage that noise, you know, canceling out that noise and those type things. So I created a vision of what I wanted my business to look like. When I sat there on my laptop after buying $67 and $97 manuals of telling me how it was going to be built, I sat there and I thought, I'm going to build a huge business. I'm going to become a top income earner in my company. I'm going to build a business with leads who come to me. I'm going to create my own trainings and my own products to sell. I'm going to speak on stage at company events and generic events. I'm going to build that huge team, and I'm going to do all of this online. And it all came to pass. And the funny thing is, I wrote it all down. So it really starts with you writing it down. What you want to do is you want to write down what you want your dream business to look like. Because if you don't really have it charted out, how are you going to know how to make it happen or if it's even happened? You want to be really clear, and you want to think through what you're doing and what you're going to do. See, when you have this clear vision and you have this direction you're going, it makes it a lot easier to not get distracted by all the noise out there, because you can simply say to yourself, is this moving me forward closer to my goal? Okay. And as you're going along with the process, the other important thing is you can't wait until you know everything about how your business is going to lay out before you take action. The difference between those who are succeeding and those who are not has to do more with action than anything else, okay, and when that action actually happens. So if you want to create those magical results in your business, you want to be really clear on what it is you really want. And you want to not include those things that you really don't want in your plan. Just eliminate those. You know, I stopped thinking about talking to people when I went out to cocktail parties and went out socializing and went out to restaurants. I stopped seeing people with a dollar sign on their forehead because what I knew is once I got things rolling, I had enough leads coming in on a regular basis that I had plenty of people to talk to, people who were already interested. And that doesn't mean if that rare opportunity presented itself with someone just phenomenal who I truly thought, gosh, you might be great for my business and you're giving me all the right buying signals, that doesn't mean I didn't talk to them. Certainly I did. I just didn't feel compelled all the time to do things around my business that I didn't enjoy doing, those things that I didn't love. You know, my goal was to create a pinch me kind of business where I say, pinch me, is this really the way my business runs? So that's what you want to do. You want to set a goal and set a plan with so much intention and clarity and your vision is so clear that you could explain it to an 8-year-old and he or she would get it immediately. They would feel your passion. They would understand what it is that you're working to do and you do it. And then once you have all that written down, it's so important that you speak it out there. You speak it out there into the universe as if it's already happened. All of it. Before any of it even applies. Maybe you're building an online business and you haven't even created one blog post yet, but you want to create that vision and share out there, you know, what it is exactly that you're doing, the number of people who you're driving back to your blog, the people who are opting in to learn more about your business, and so on and so on and so on. And you know, it's important to know that you can do this. Think about a time in your life when you've created through this process something that you wanted. Maybe someone you were dating that you wanted to ultimately marry and boom, you did. Or a family you wanted to create. Whatever it is, most all of us have had magic happen in our life before. Think about a time when you've created magic and get into that feeling space of what that felt like when you created it. So you want to set a clear goal for when that business is up and functioning. You want to set some income goals around it, and you want to set some clear dates on when that's happened, okay, when that's going to happen. And then you want to get busy, start working. Start working before you fully understand how it's going to happen. A lot of this plays into creating your dream business because sometimes until you're out there taking action, you won't actually know how it is you want that business to run, how you want that business to flow, what it's going to really look like. Okay, so you have to try some things and twist some things around and move some things sometimes before you really get it right. Okay, sometimes when we get started doing this, though, we start asking the wrong questions of ourselves. We can get so ingrained in that goal that we get out there, start taking action, and we allow ourselves to become discouraged if the goal hasn't come to pass yet. And that's a big mistake. You have to hold on to your future vision and not let yourself get distracted by looking around and thinking, this is all great, but I don't have this yet. We tend to want to ask ourselves, how come this isn't working yet? Okay? And that's a question you want to really avoid asking. Successful people have a vision and a goal, and they start taking action, and they see the end result out there as part of their goal. They don't allow their minds to become distracted and see what hasn't already come to pass first. So you want to have that very strong vision of what your outcome is going to be. You want to have that very firmly ingrained in your mind, very firmly ingrained in your mind. So what income goal do you want to make in the next 90 days? Maybe it's a $1,000 goal. Maybe it's a $5,000 goal. Maybe it's a $15,000 goal. What's the reason or the reasons for this goal? And write out everything, even if it just is about it making you feel good, making you feel validated, making you feel successful. Write that down. And then once you've accomplished it, what evidence is there going to be that you've accomplished it? Do you have high bank account deposits? Do you get email notifications? What are the things that are social proof to you even that these things have happened? Now, another thing that you want to get written down is what reward do you have set once you have begun to achieve this goal or these goals? That's an important part. Rewarding yourself is so, so important. Do not skip this step. You know, it's kind of funny. I have a beautiful set of Brighton luggage, three pieces that cost me about $1,500 for three pieces of Brighton luggage. It's kind of funny. And I used each piece, each of the three pieces, I rewarded myself with as I made specific income and promotional goals along the journey towards success. Now, it's kind of funny. I always laugh. If I had it to do over again, I probably would have never bought the luggage, because the one big bag, I'm always paranoid they're going to take it from me at the airport and check it. I don't ever check that luggage, just because it's so nice. And I know what, because I'm from the airline industry, I know what goes on with bags. But when I do travel with that luggage and I get such amazing compliments, people point out how beautiful my luggage is, it makes me feel like $1 million. But you know what else it does? It takes me back to that feeling place of when I accomplished that goal, and the exciting part of going and rewarding myself with something really fun that I wanted. Now, here's the reality. When I first set this as a goal, I could have afforded the luggage at that time, but I wouldn't let, as bad as I wanted it, I would not let myself go buy a piece of luggage, and I wouldn't let myself buy the second piece of luggage until I achieved those goals. And you know what? Achieving the first one went fast. Achieving the next two went even faster, because I wanted those other pieces of luggage. So make sure that you decide on what the reward is going to be for you, and make it exciting enough that you're inspired then to take action out there. Now, getting clear on what your environment is like is an important part of it too. What's your environment like as you achieve these goals? Think about that. Where do you want to be? Where are you working your business? Where are you working as you create this dream business? Are you working from your home? You know, for me in my mountain home in California, I love to work from my deck in the summer. In the fall, I kind of sit out there too. But in the winter, when it's foggy and cold and snowy, you know, I'm inside, but I can still see out and see the fog. And I can, you know, use that as a piece of gratitude, really, for where I am when I'm building it. When I'm at the beach, I can build it from anywhere. There's a coffee shop right off the beach that I love to take my laptop to and work. There's actually a little wine bar that's down there. I can go in the afternoon. Sometimes I'll go have one glass of wine and sit there with my laptop and do a little bit of work there too. And it's very inspiring to get into the environment that makes me feel so great about this pinch me dream business that I'm creating. So don't underestimate the power in creating an environment that is right for you as you work to hit and achieve those goals. So then you want to write out a very clear description of you hitting your goal and going through it. You want to describe it in the present tense, in first person, using as many senses and it being as detailed as you can possibly get, using evidence. Maybe it's your bank account numbers, or maybe it's email notifications, so that reading the description itself makes you see it in your mind. Now again, most people are never going to do this, so I want to make sure that you're not falling into that category of being most people. I want you to be the exception rather than the rule. Burnout often happens because we lack clarity in what we're doing and what we're going toward. Sometimes people can see their goal as a far-off thing in the distance, and this is what creates that burnout. So describe goals as if they're right around the corner for you. You want to, you know, say, start it with, it is XYZ date and I am in whatever. So close your eyes, see your picture, you know, find a dial even and kind of crank it to the right and turn up the colors and the vividness of your goal and of your dream business. I hope that makes sense. So like picture yourself finding a knob like on a radio dial and cranking it up, and that turns up the brilliance and the vividness and the colors and the emotions and everything that go into that goal setting part of exactly what you're doing. Today is October 15th, 2013, and I, Jackie Elmer, am logged into my company back office site. I clearly see where I've been generating 5 customer sales a day for the last 90 days. And as I look at my commissions for the month, the amount that it is paying me this month is $30,527. The door is open. I see the ocean out the window, and a sailboat is gently gliding west. I hear the seagulls, and I see the sunlight bouncing off the edge of the roof. I'm sipping hot tea and celebrating how easy it was to manifest this in my life. I wrote it down, I got focused, and I began to take daily action toward creating the business of my dreams. So that's just an idea. Picked out some numbers, picked out some different things. It can be whatever for you, but I hope you get an idea of being very vivid about it. Set the date, state your name, state what you're doing, state what the social proof is. To me, the social proof were number of signups coming into my back office, the commissions that I was being shown back there for this next month, and different things like that. So you're going to know what that looks like for you, but definitely spend some time doing that. Definitely don't underestimate the power in doing that. So what I want to do is I want to take you through some exercises here now, and we're going to kind of go through this for you. I'm going to have you answer some questions, and then you can begin to put that into that statement that we created. So close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Or if you're walking or working out, you might not want to close your eyes. But if you're just sitting listening, or you can come back to this later, certainly on this podcast, close your eyes and dream about that perfect business. That business that gets you excited, that makes you want to jump up and shout, that makes you want to move into inspired action to make it a reality. Wouldn't you like to create a future vision that pulls you forward and into action? And wouldn't you also like to be having fun with it now as you build it? That's great. So let's take some steps and make that happen. Now, here's what I want to encourage you. Have fun. Don't be practical or worry about how you're going to make it happen. Be outrageous and have some fun. Okay? That's a big part of it. Be outrageous, have some fun. That's what I want you to do. So here's some questions for you to answer about your business and creating that perfect business. Now, as you begin to answer these questions, they're not in any particular order, but you'll want to kind of get clear on them and think about them, because these will play an important part in creating that perfect life and that perfect business. So, you know, all of these play into it. They all want to be a part of it so that you can truly create that pinch me business. First of all, what do you value most in life? What are those things that are most important to you? What are your strengths? What are your strengths? What business skills do you already have? What business skills do you already have? How can you incorporate yourself into each step of your business and the work that you do to help find it fulfilling? What are you good at? This is similar to strengths, but a little bit different. What areas are weaknesses for you? What would you identify as some of your weaknesses? And what do you want your lifestyle to be like? What do you want your lifestyle to be like? In your business, do you have in-person contact with clients and customers and prospects, or do you do your work more virtually? And if you do it virtually or in one-on-one, what does that actually consist of? What do you see yourself doing? How much time do you want to invest weekly in your business? What kind of income are you looking to earn monthly? Do you travel? Do you travel internationally? How often do you travel? Does your business involve developing your own products or selling the products of other people? Are you a speaker? Do you speak on stage at events? How many times a year do you speak on stage at events? Do you host your own events? What does a typical business day look like in your dream business? What things do you need to lay out as a plan, part of your business development, to help you get there in your dream business? What is that plan going to look like? How do you attract leads for your business, offline and online? What do you need to support you in achieving this dream business? Now, this is where you want to begin to take some time and lay it all out for yourself of what all that's going to look like. How do you feel about what you've created once you begin to look at these different things? Okay, that's a big, big part of it. And are you currently on the track to creating that? So if you want to create a virtual business where you do most of your work offline, but you're online, but you're doing most of it offline now, what are the areas that you need to work on developing? That question, am I creating this now and how do I feel about that? Those are important questions to constantly be asking yourself every step of the way. Am I currently creating what it is that I want? And if the answer is no, what are those steps that you need to take to get you to the point of creating what you want? And a lot of that comes down to your vision and your plan, your development plan for what you need to do to get there. So for me, one of the things when I realized that I wanted to create an online business, but I was doing most of my work offline, what I had to do is begin to transition that. So that's where I began developing the website or the blog in this case, and then began creating content for that, writing articles. Today, those are YouTube videos and blog posts and syndicating those out on social media. But in the beginning, if you need the income from your business, sometimes you don't want to let go of what you're currently doing as you work to build that dream business. So an important part of it is going to be for you to incorporate in to balance your time and figure out, you know, exactly how you can divide up your time to make all the things that you want come together to create, you know, what that is. So you're going to need to find a little bit of time in both aspects of it, definitely both aspects of it. So hopefully that exercise is something that you can go through. You can go through it at different times. It may be something that you want to walk yourself through every 90 days, especially asking yourself, what is my vision for my business? What is my vision for my dream business? And is this what I'm currently creating in my business? And if at any time the answer is no to that, then you go back and ask yourself, what steps do I need to take? What development strategies do I need to lay out so that I move forward with creating that business of my dreams that I'm truly looking for? So there you have it, some simple exercises and strategies that you can go through to make sure that you're creating that dream business that you love. I want to really leave you with this thought. Whatever you want to achieve in your life and in your business, it's not impossible. All it really takes is a very clear focus, clarity about what it is that you want to achieve, spending some time kind of dream building what that's all going to look like, getting it written down is a big part of it, and then taking those action steps to move you toward that, and then reevaluating, checking in, and saying, am I currently creating what my vision is for my business? So you know what that looks like. You set some income goals, you break that down. What is it, you know, what do you need to be achieving on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly business to ultimately achieve the income goal that you want? And then what are those action steps and those daily activities that you need to be engaging to that'll take you there? So be clear on those, incorporate all those into your vision, and then write out that vision, set that income goal, set what you want, write that vision around it, set a date to it, write it out, record it so that you can play it over and over again, speak it out into the universe, out into existence, and hold tight to it. And then make sure that you are taking that daily inspired action to move you toward what that goal is. You know what those inspired action steps are. For me, it's blogging on a regular basis, creating content, marketing out on social media, engaging with people, and looking for that target audience who are looking for the same exact things that I have to offer. So it's been Jackie Almer. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to getting your show feedback. You can rate me over at iTunes or wherever you listen in. You can go to jackiealmer.com/031. For the podcast. And I would love to hear your comments and how you're doing with creating your dream business, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.